new year. Do you think it's time? I mean, do you think it's time to take down this tree and maybe take off this hat? I don't know. I guess so. I mean, Christmas is over and we are officially in the new year. Many of us still have our tree up. I know I do. Thanksgiving was late this year, so my lights will be up for a while. But I know many of you can't stand to have the tree up past New Year's Day. There are some even that may say it's bad luck. But I don't believe in luck. God holds all things, including me. So if I still have my tree up, it's just fine. Back in my radio days, I asked listeners, when do you take your tree down? Because that year, mine just happened to stay up till early February. True story. So it became a fun conversation on air about Christmas trees and hearing all sorts of stories of people that have them down before ringing in the new year to others who left them up for months. One lady had hers on wheels, so she simply rolled it into a closet after Christmas and then would roll it back out after Thanksgiving. She kept it decorated year round. Sounds pretty good to me. But some might say it's time. The holiday is past, a new year has begun, and it's just time to go ahead and clean up and put the decorations away. So your focus is on what's ahead. There's wisdom in that. I know every fall I keep my pumpkins way too long to the point that I'm shoveling them over the fence because they are so rotten. So sometimes it is time to clean up, clean out, and let go of things in the past and move into the new. If we take an honest look deeper, we can be guilty of hanging onto things and seasons way too long. And like my pumpkins, things left in our life for too long can cause rot in our heart if not thrown out. God wants to do something new in your life this new year. Don't miss what's up ahead because you can't let go of what's behind. It's time. Ecclesiastes 3:6 even says, there is a time to keep and a time to throw away. Isaiah 43:18 tells us not to dwell on the past or events from long ago. And I love Philippians 3:13. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. It's time to move forward to what lies ahead. Is there a season past you're hanging on to? Move out of it. Have you held on to shame and choices made? It's time. Walk out of the darkness of shame and into the light of your giftings and watch God do something new. Let go of hurts or disappointments and see what God does beyond the pain. He is working it all for your good as you move, let go, and trust Him. That's the truth. Let go, maybe of your tree, decorations, and lights when the time is right, but also let go of what's keeping you from moving forward. It's time. In the words of the band Switchfoot, I dare you to move. I dare you to lift yourself up off the floor. I dare you to move like today never happened before. I'm Lori Klein.